Mic check 1 2 1 2. Mic check 1 2 1 2. Y'all in the building with us. Welcome back to Let the Veil Drop. We finna unveil some stuff. What you wanna unveil? We on episode 4 with it. Yeah, you don't like my freestyle, huh? You just a hater. Oh, but it's okay though. Yeah. Hey y'all, welcome back to Let the Veil Drop, episode 4.
Welcome, welcome.
I hope you guys are enjoying these episodes so far. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like episode 4. This will probably be the last episode to our, what would we call this?
Rollout?
Mm-hmm. And then it'll get more into some other topics.
Yeah. Series on,
we're talking about past self, future self.
Yeah.
So
yeah. We both looking at each other like, what are we gonna say? What are we gonna say? No, but yeah, this will definitely end off our, okay.
Yeah. Okay, no, I got you back. So we talked about our past self in, you know, the last couple of episodes, and now we want to kind of talk about the future a little bit. I think it's important to not always live in the past and not always live too far in the future. Yeah. But I feel like there should be definitely a balance between the two for sure. So I'm excited to hear about the things that, you know, you have for your future as well as mine.
Yes, I'm excited to hear yours too, what you are speaking into your future self. And we're excited to hear what you guys want to say to your future self or what you have planned for your future self. I think that is important to speak that into existence of what you want to be and what you want to come about.
Exactly, because I feel like sometimes people get stuck. You know, they don't progress. It's like their life is just in a loop of, yeah, they're in the same cycle. They don't ever take the initiative to, like, elevate themselves or think about something bigger. You know, like, some people are just okay with what they got. Yeah.
Content in their situation when I feel like they always strive for more and always be better.
Yeah, and I think for me, I hate being comfortable and stuff. I always like to go to the next level and be uncomfortable, no matter how uncomfortable it may be, or, you know, the journey that I have to go through to get there. So
that's where you learn and develop more skills that are helpful to you.
Yes.
Is when you're like, let me take on a challenge.
Right.
Stuff, right?
Right, exactly.
It's the same formula that has gotten you to one place to get to the next level.
Exactly.
Evolving and developing.
And growing and healing, because healing is never an ending process. You'll always be healing something or growing and, like you said, evolving to the next level and just, you know, taking it up a notch and things like that and seeing what other things you can accomplish and do.
Mm-hmm. I have a valid point with that. So, have you ever wrote a note to your future self?
I think I have. I think I have journaled some things to myself, just talking to myself. And I think that goes back to like past and future self, because I can go back and read that whenever I, you know, want to see like where I was or how was my thinking. Like, I think for the most part, I keep all my journals even when I finish them.
That's good.
Some people burn their journals after because they don't want to, like,
I could see that. I burnt like a letter, I wrote out some mm-hmm. stuff and then I burnt the letter, but the whole journal, I don't know. I would kind of, I like the journals to kind of go back and see
yeah
the difference.
Exactly. And that goes.
Sometimes some people just want to eliminate all of that. So.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to what we were talking about in the last episode, like being able to remember. And not forget, but you know, some people want to forget, so they burn, you know, their journals. But I have written notes to myself, probably more so giving myself like the motivation, like, Zaria, everything is going to be okay. Like, you're going to get through whatever you're going through at this time. You're going to get to that destination that you want to get to. Just kind of giving myself like the motivation. Yeah. And sometimes I feel like I try to like channel my higher self and give the current Zaria like some motivation just to keep going, to get to that destination of where you want to go. So, of course I've written those to myself.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah. I don't know if you remember Becoming Her, the event. Mm-hmm. I hosted a couple months ago, and I had the ladies write a note to their past selves. Mm-hmm. And burnt those.
I was there.
And then I had them write a note to their future self, what they want to accomplish or want to have, you know, in fruition by the end of the year, I think is when I told y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that letter so you can go back and revisit. And
I thought we burned it.
Your future self? No, your note to your past self is what you burned. And then we came back inside and wrote to your future self. And I was like, I could take it to the journal that I gave y'all. The prayer journal. Oh, Lord's already done forgot. If you go find that journal, I'm sure you're going to have that note taped to it.
Well, I remember you wrote me a letter.
I wrote y'all a letter, and y'all wrote a letter. Y'all wrote two letters that day.
I only remember writing one letter.
Oh, Lord.
And it was burned in a pot.
You wrote two, because y'all had a future self, too, where you want to see yourself in and by the end of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Just go back and find that journal. Probably taped or tucked into it. But I do think it is important to write a note to yourself so you can hold yourself to some accountability of like what you want to accomplish and what you need to accomplish. And like you said, speaking into an existence that this is who Brittany will be, or this is who Zaria will be, this is what I will obtain, this is what I will accomplish. That is very important. You gotta make yourself believe that you're capable of getting to that point, getting to those levels. I think it is very important, like with the challenges. I feel like challenge is always good because you're always going to learn, and it's always going to help you to grow into who you're supposed to be. One thing I could say, change is good too. And there's this one lady, she told me, she said, change comes with loss. Even if it's a good change.
Yes,
change.
Yes.
But when she said that, I'm like, what are you talking about? Because if it's a good change, how does it come with loss?
Mm-hmm.
It comes with loss because you're kind of shedding that old person.
You got to make room for new.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This new season. So it is a loss. You're losing who your old self was to move into this new season.
Ooh, and I feel like that's so hard to do when it's like, I don't know. I feel like, you know how they say, like, your frontal lobe develops when you turn 25?
Yeah.
I felt like once I turned 25, I felt like my life had changed a little bit, and I felt like I wasn't the same person that I used to be, as far as, like, standards and what I want to accept and boundaries and things like that, and I just felt like I didn't recognize myself anymore, and I didn't see God's vision for my life anymore, especially because I was going through so much at that time. So, you know, that's like such a hard thing to kind of like, like your old self, like what you accepted and what you used to do, because it's like, now it's like, I'm not going for the end of that.
Yeah.
And I feel like with my future self, again, there's some things that I just don't want to allow or do anymore. I'm trying to think of an example, but I can't really think of one right now. But I feel like, I don't want to say I'm too humble, but it kind of gives that a little bit, like, as far as the way people value me, I should hold myself to a certain standard. I shouldn't accept this, that, and the other, charging your worth. And I'm a boss, so,
yeah,
you know, Yeah, and it's like one, standard I have for myself is I want my money first. I'm not doing that. I'm so serious.
I'm staying on business, okay?
No, for real, because, if people can find any way to play with you, they will. So I feel like that's kind of like an example. Like, if I'm not paid, we just talking hypothetically. I'm being so serious, but I mean that's just one of the things. And even just evolving into becoming a boss, it's like I wasn't always this, and it's like I've kind of had to learn how to like show up as this person that's like, an authority type of figure, and that takes a lot because you have to learn how to run a team. You have to be really, really more responsible because I feel like my business is my baby, so definitely have to be more responsible, definitely have to take more accountability. A lot of things that go wrong do fall upon you, just speaking up for yourself and things like that. So very, very big like shoes to like fit in. Yeah. Yeah,
Actually,
and certain bosses don't accept certain things, you know what I'm saying? So
not in
like,
yogurt.
yeah, and it's not even just like the boss aspect of it. It's just like as a grown woman, like there are some things you just do not accept. Like bum activities, and as far as like dating wise, like bum activities, like you don't want someone that's just not
Up
doing
to
it for
standard,
you.
you're looking for.
Yeah, so it's. And then friends too, like you want people,
Your circle
circle
has
of
to
bosses, like even though
live
like,
up to standard.
yeah, even though you're not an entrepreneur, even though you're not an entrepreneur, you still
I
have
am
like,
an entrepreneur.
but
I am an entrepreneur. Go
the
ahead. I am an entrepreneur. Go ahead.
first episode you said I'm a
Stepping into entrepreneurship. I'm an entrepreneur.
period, but.
I have my businesses.
But it's like you have a master's degree that's like up there, you know what I'm saying? Like it's high class, I feel like, like
Okay,
don't play with
I
it.
see what you, yeah, I see what you're
You
saying. Yeah.
know? So surrounding yourself with like-minded people that think like you
Yeah,
is
that's
very
very important.
important.
Very important for your future self, because the circle you run with can kind of tell you what your life is going to be. Your network is your net worth, is what I've been learning. So if you hanging around people whose mindsets are literally down here,
Can't hang with
you're
small-minded
not
people.
bound to grow at all.
Right.
So one thing I've learned lately, like I used to think, oh, you need to be the smartest, you need to know everything. No, I like to be in groups where people know more than me. Not like where they're gonna get over on me, but they know more than
Brittany
me, where I can
said,
learn
"Hold
from
on
them.
now
Not like you can
here."
just get over on me, but I
Yeah.
do like to be around people who know more than me, so I could actually learn.
Learn,
And once you
yes.
become that person where you're the go-to for everything and you're not getting from your circle, it's time to find a new circle, so where you can be poured into as well. So now I try to run with people who know more than me, who can teach me, and who can help me grow. I think that's very important for my future self, to like set me up with my foundation, my legacy that I want to leave behind. It's important to be around those groups of people who can teach you something different,
Right.
that leads to success, leads to elevation, leads to a different way of living. I think we're so just comfortable in what we know and what we've seen, like growing up, that it's like when new seasons do come, you don't know how to respond to them or
Right.
act in them. So I think that's important to like start stepping into those places, those rooms of people who can elevate you and grow.
Right.
And talking to your future self, like, hey, when I do become this millionaire, this is how I'm gonna act, this is how you're
You
gonna
know what I'm
be.
saying? 'Cause I
Because
can't act
you
the
can't take those old habits of a person who wasn't really making any money and trying to be a millionaire, because you're gonna go back to the person who was not making much money, you
same.
know?
That is
Once
very
you're a millionaire,
true.
you kind of you walk different, not you
You
kind of, you
do.
think different, you do different, you act different, and not in a bad way. It's a
Right.
So I think that's important to like really pour into your future self. Talk to your future self.
Mm-hmm.
So when the time does come, it's like, I prepared for this.
Right,
I'm
exactly.
Ready for this, you know?
Mm-hmm. That was a really great example, like becoming like, you know, a millionaire. Yeah, that's a really good example because you can't like have a broke mindset. Like you can't just be willy-nilly spending all that millions of dollars. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn how to invest. And I feel like a lot of people don't invest or know like, okay, if I make all this money, what is a way for me to like take this money?
And
yeah, it's just about like cars, Gucci, Louis.
When you can have it working for you, you know?
Exactly.
And I think that's really important. Like,
mindset.
You know, like, building that mindset for when that time comes. Because, y'all, people call it delusional, but I just call it faith. And I just call it hope and prayer because the time will come when it's like life is much better or I'm in positions where I've dreamt of, you know?
Right.
So I have to practice now because if it come tomorrow and I haven't told myself anything of like, oh, you're deserving of this, you will know how to manage your resources or whatever is given to you when it comes. If I'm not telling myself that now, when it comes, I'm going to mishandle it.
Right.
And I don't want to do that. So
right.
I speak to myself, yeah. Okay, so what investments are we going to do today? I'll be talking to myself like I got business partners.
Okay, girl, you be role playing.
Seriously, because it's like, you can't just wait for the opportunity to come. Like, you have to just already prepare yourself for when that time comes and believe it. So
right.
It can actually come, like you're inviting that energy to come in.
Exactly.
To where it's going to happen for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I really do think it's important to like focus on the future a little bit, not too much, because you kind of can miss out on the present, but like have an idea of what you want your future life to look
and work
like.
For it, like work towards it, pray about it and things like that. Cause
in the present time,
cause even with me having my business, it's kind of like, it definitely has changed my mindset. I think my business helped me grow a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I always say like my business kind of like raised me a little bit. But as far as like my mindset, I'm like, okay, Zaria, look, let's be realistic. When it comes to your business, like, yeah, like, you know, things look like it's going well, but it's like you're not getting to where you want to be. And the reason why you're not there is because of X, Y, and Z.
Okay.
So it's like you need to work on this, and then maybe God can start unfolding those things for you. But for right now, let's just work on this so that when God gives you more, you can manage more. And you know how to manage more, and your mindset is different.
Yeah.
And it's important for you not to go back to that mindset, because then it's like you're setting yourself back. And I don't want that.
Yeah, you
want to move
forward. We're moving forward, okay?
Exactly. So.
Yeah, that is very important. And also, like, I think we talked about this in episode 1 when I was saying, like, I want to prepare to be a wife, I want to prepare to be a mother. Along those aspects as well, like, when those moments come, I want to be ready, you know? Like, you know, that's future me, that's not present right now. So it's like, I want to be ready for those moments of being a mom, being a wife, you know? So I try to develop those habits now, so when the time comes, I'm like, I'm ready.
Right.
You know? So even with, like, businesses and what I want to set forth and venture into, like, I start try to develop that mindset to think like that business owner, like, okay, well, I already have that business and this is how it's going to run, you know, just
right.
Even though it's not here yet, but I'm speaking it into existence.
Exactly.
To invite that energy and allow God to unveil my path of how things will go. So I really do think it is important for future self, for you to have that talk with your future self.
Right.
What do you want to tell your future self?
What do I want to tell? I can't wait to meet my future self. Like, I think right now that's what I'm striving for. I feel like whenever I'm having a bad day, I always see my dream car. Recently, I've been seeing it a lot more often. So I see myself in that aspect. I see the way I dress and show up for myself. So I can't wait for that portion to kind of just, like, align.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like right now I'm kind of making certain sacrifices. I'm making certain sacrifices to get there, because I think that's something that I truly want for myself, and it's just I'm working on like maybe like 2 or 3 goals along like longevity wise, well, long term wise, and after that, I think that's when I kind of want to focus more on, you know, family. You know, I want to get certain things checked off and then, you know, move into like, oh, my husband and then my kids, you know.
Okay. And this is in a span of like over how many years?
5, 10 years. I would say about 5, 10 years. Okay. Well, 10 years, a little bit too long, but I would say in the next 5, 6.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Zaria, dream car, dream house, dream businesses, dream husband.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So what about you?
So for future self, I see myself owning several businesses, continuing making an impact on the lives out here, and walking in the path that God has for me. Also just in a more elevated level in life, like more elevated woman, not doing the same old things I was doing in my early 20s. I feel like it was a time and place for that. Now it's time to grow up and move into the different areas of life where God needs me to be. A wife, I'm speaking that, a wife,
right.
And a mother. So in a span of like 5 to 7 years, I do. Even shorter, I do see that for myself, being a business owner, being a wife, being a mother, and still walking in my calling that God has for me,
right,
of evangelizing and being an impact to others, and a servitude as well to others.
That's right.
One of my goals, I feel like God, one of my purposes, I feel like God has like called for my life as well.
To serve,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you do that, yeah, already, though.
Look, if I look back at all my past things that I do, serving is the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that will just continue to play out in my life. So yeah, future self, I tell her all the time, like, I look forward to meeting you.
Yeah.
Because all the stuff that you're going through now plays a part in,
yeah,
what is to come. So future self, I look forward to meeting her, because I know she's just going to be bomb.
Yeah, it's kind of like being like that inner child again. It's like meeting yourself, your older self. So I can't wait to like,
yeah, because it's like you're on the journey right now to get into that future self. Stuff doesn't make sense right now at times. It's like, well, why am I going through this, or why is this happening? But as time goes, it will unfold.
Mm-hmm.
It will unveil of like, this was needed for this season that you're about to enter into.
Exactly.
Because, like, I think about teenage years when I was like, oh, my gosh, I just can't wait to graduate high school. Why do we have to do all of these things? But some of those situations were needed. Those lessons were needed for when I got to college.
Right.
Of how to operate and how to move. And with college, I'm glad that I got to experience that, because it helped me in the real world. Like,
right,
how relationships are formed, like work and all of that. So I just have to remind myself, like, be patient for future self as well.
Mm-hmm.
So while you're going through these circumstances or trials and tribulations now,
right,
because it's all going to play a part of who your future self will be.
Exactly.
So yeah, I feel like that was a good, you know, we got deep with that.
Yeah,
about future self. Is there anything else you would like to tell future Zaria? Or would future Zaria like to say anything to present Zaria right now?
Just to keep going. Like, hard work is definitely going to pay off. And I think we may have talked about this, but not on the podcast. You know, we was doing like our little exercise podcast,
yeah,
like our little
Practice.
Yeah, practice one. I think we kind of talked about, like, just you have to have the will to keep going. Like, sometimes I feel like God is testing you, like, okay, you wanna be this, then let's see. I ain't gonna give you no views. Ain't nobody gonna watch this little YouTube channel. So we're gonna see if you're gonna keep the faith and keep going. I think that's the commitment that I made for myself as well, just to be consistent on my YouTube channel. So I've been posting every week, and just showing up, and just even if nobody else shows up for my channel, I'm gonna show up. So I feel like, I lost my train of thought.
That's what future self is telling present guardian.
So I feel like my future self is just telling myself to just keep going, and that everything is gonna work out, and I'm gonna get where I need to be when it's the right timing. Is it recording?
That's good.
Do you have anything you want to tell your future self, or your future self want to tell your present self now?
Well, what I want to tell my future self is get ready to be so proud of the woman you're going to be. And future self telling me now to my current self, keep going, and keep that willingness, keep that faith, and keep that hope. It's all going to work out, regardless of what the circumstances look like right now. Just keep going, because future self is ready to see how amazing you're going to be.
Exactly.
So that's what I would tell future self to current self, and what I would tell current self to future self.
That's good. That is good. Thank you. Are you ready to unveil?
Oh, yeah. We can go. Yeah, we're cutting it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You got something?
Oh, let me ask you, because I went. No. Did I go first last time? No, you went first.
Because you have.
Does it really matter who go first? Do you have something or no?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, Zaria. what are you unveiling?
So this week I am unveiling, I love the fact that we had this episode about our future self, because like I said, I'm making sacrifices for future meme. So I've decided to be celibate for the next 2 to 3 years.
Yes.
And I ain't gonna say I've been out here doing willy-nilly though. We don't get down like that, but I kind of just want to focus on myself. Like, I don't really want to date right now. And I feel like it'll hold me accountable to just, like I said, focus on myself, because I kind of put a promise with it, like with God, kind of. Not even kind of. Let's start this off. But I made a promise to stay celibate so that God can fulfill a promise for me. And I kind of told God, like, you know, even if you don't fulfill these promises for me, at least
you
I
will,
because
God.
But listen, I was like, even if these promises, because I, you know, I don't really know, like, how the future is going to, like, pan out. So even if it doesn't come in the next 2 to 3 years, at least I had this gift to myself to be celibate and to focus on myself and to work on the things that I need to work on to, you know, accomplish whatever I want to accomplish in life. So I decided to, like, you know, focus on myself and not date and worry about, you know, dating a guy or whatever, because I just feel like, I don't know, our society is kind of situationship based. Everything is a situationship, and I don't want to, like, be in that. I don't want to talk to another guy and then ask, like, what are we, and then he's like, I'm not really ready for a relationship, but we're doing relationship things.
Yeah.
So I don't want to, like, go through that. And I feel like it's also important to just save yourself for your husband.
Yes, that is very Very important.
Yeah, so I feel like that's another thing, but more importantly, like, I just want to evolve more and learn more and just love on myself more.
Yes, I'm so happy to hear you say this. I feel like those are all important things that you need to do to help future self.
Right.
So I love that. Okay. How do you? I know you're going to keep that promise to yourself, and I know you will accomplish that.
Yeah.
I have no doubts or worries on that.
Yeah, and I feel like I really want God to fulfill those promises, so... So it's like I'm holding myself to that because I want it. I want that like really bad. You know what I'm saying? So it's like if I were to do, it's like I feel like I ain't gonna get it. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like once you make a promise to God, you definitely have to like
hold on to that.
Yeah. So it's so like funny. I don't want to be like a disappointment. You know?
I totally understand. Well, I'm proud that you unveiled that. And we're here to support you throughout this journey and stuff. So happy for you.
Thanks.
It'll be good.
Well, okay, so what do you have to unveil?
I don't know. You hit me deep with that one.
How?
That's a deep one. I just not expected that, but that was deep. I like that.
I just feel like it went with the...
No, it did. It did. Because I feel podcast. Like that's definitely going to benefit future self.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you remove that distraction, God is literally going to open up doors for you.
Yeah.
And
I feel like
your mindset and thinking
clarity.
Clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not attach these like spirits and souls to you and stuff like that. So that's why I said it hit me deep, because my mind just started thinking about like how it's going to elevate your life so much.
Right.
That was a good one. I'm not trying to top it or anything. I'm just like, a little inspiration, but that was a big inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
What do I want to unveil? Okay, I got it.
So, Brittany, what do you want to unveil?
So, what I want to unveil this week is that I'm done.
Because last episode, you started off the same way. You said, I'm done. I was like, again.
Okay.
Brittany finna be like, I'm done with you.
Okay.
It started off.
Okay,
I'm done.
I'm gonna rephrase it.
Are we gonna leave that part in?
We can say something. Maybe that could be like
bloopers or content.
Content to like drought ends for the episode.
Okay. So is there anything you want to unveil today, Brittany?
Yes. So what I want to unveil today is I am no longer hiding my feelings for situations or like people that I encounter. So I think I had like a problem with showing emotions. It was hard for me to like let emotions show, because coming from a parent, one of the parents who just not really big on like showing emotions, even though I know he loves me and all of that, but he wasn't really big on like showing that affection and love and stuff. So I grew up,
I can relate.
Yeah, I grew up not willingly showing emotions and affections until like later on in life, when I lost my brother. He was one who was always bubbly. He always made you feel comfortable. He showed emotions regardless, like whatever emotion he was feeling, he showed it. And I think that's important to do, instead of like walking around here like a robot, like we don't have feelings or anything like that. So one thing I'm unveiling is like I'm tapping into those emotions that I feel, even if it's for someone. I'm tapping into letting them know how I feel instead of hiding it. Because most times I would not express it. I won't tell you. I would just kind of like play it off. And I don't think that's like healthy. So I'm tapping into like letting my feelings be known and like being okay with feeling what I feel. So if it's liking somebody, it's okay. It's not like, ugh, why I like you. Or you know, so it's like, if I like you, okay. It's okay to kind of like explore those feelings. feelings and stuff. Right. It's okay to show affection is what I've been learning. And that's why, like, going back to childhood and pouring into the kid is important, because you pour into them, they'll know how to love people properly and go around sharing compassion for others, you know?
Right.
But for me, that was kind of, like, difficult with, like, showing affection to others. Even though I am a very, that was one thing I had to, like, sit down and talk to myself. How are you so caring? But it's so hard to be affectionate to other, like, to certain people. I would get the ick. You know, like, when people try to hug me and stuff, I'm like, why are you trying to touch me? But I'm not even trying to be mean. It's just, like, I didn't really get that from.
Yeah, I totally get that.
From, like, a lot of family members when I was younger.
Yeah.
Only one, like, my mom, she definitely, like, loved on me, hugged me, you know. But it wasn't, like, a common thing with, like, dad and all of that. Yeah, he told me he loved me and all that, but it wasn't, like, so openly affectionate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing I am unveiling, like, learning to be very affectionate to others.
Okay.
And letting that be okay, not being it. So.
No, I totally get that, because I get the ick if I'm like, why do I like this person, you know, like, but I get that, and I think, you know, just saying what you, well, piggybacking off of what you said, as far as, like, showing that affection and not, like, keeping it, you know, to yourself and stuff like that, I feel like we should definitely go after the things we want in life, regardless, as long as it's, like, you ain't out here acting delusional for real, yeah. Like, you know, if somebody say, like, hey, I don't really like you like that, you not,
okay.
No, I'm just saying, no, I'm just saying, yeah, no, but I'm saying, like, if, you know, you have someone in your life and you care about them, or even if you have a friend and you're like, oh, we're not friends anymore, but I miss this person, like, if they were to pass, like, I would be upset, or, you know, can we fix this? Because, you know, relationships are hard, like, you know, platonic or, you know, yeah, it's just, it's hard. So, you know, everything isn't going to be like, you know, the grass is green.
And it takes effort.
Yeah.
It can become hard, but it takes effort. Willing, like, both parties have to be willing to put in the effort to make the relationship work.
Yeah. So that's definitely important for sure. But I feel like just speaking your mind and going after the things you want in life is definitely important.
Yeah.
And just telling people how you feel about them as well, yeah, while they're here.
And that's why I said, like, that's why I'm unveiling that. It's like I'm really tapping into, you know, people cross your mind sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But we push it off, like, I'm not reaching out to them. I don't talk to them no more.
But right.
I stopped doing that because life is so short, you guys.
Yes.
You just never know. So, like, when someone crossed my mind, I text them. Even if we ain't talking so long, I'm texting, like, hey, you crossed my mind. Just hope all is well. Thinking about you, you know. Have a blessed week. Be safe and all of that. So,
mm-hmm.
Before, I was kind of a little hard-headed and stubborn, not wanting to do those things because it just gave me, like that's showing affection.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is, like, with therapy, I am figuring out as to why I
you're
am
therapy?
That way. Yeah, I told you I started.
No, I thought you said you stopped.
But I started back.
You ain't say that.
I don't have
to. Okay.
Because I didn't announce I was doing it.
I just wanted to say, like, I didn't know.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So therapy has, like, taught me as well as to why I kind of am that way with hiding emotions and stuff. So, kind of a trauma response as well,
mm-hmm.
as to why, you know, you don't want to probably feel rejection as to why you hide your emotions and feelings and stuff. But life is short. I'm putting pride aside, and pride is a big one as well as to why we kind of act the way we do. So I'm putting pride aside, just showing my love and my affection for others. Whatever thoughts or feelings come across, like, I'm letting it be known instead of just hiding it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what I wanted to unveil this week.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's really good. Anything else?
No, you can go ahead and close that.
So, if you have... Okay, no, I don't want to start off like that. So, what I want you guys to do is take the opportunity to talk to your future self, or if you even need to talk to your past self, like take this episode and feel motivated to go ahead and do that. If you don't journal, just start journaling. I know some people are like, oh, what do I even write? You can just talk about your day. Like, today I went to the park. Today I ate a bagel and it was good. You know what I'm talking about? Like something like that, or like talk about your goals that you have and you want to work on, or things you even want to work on for yourself. Write a letter to God. Just do that. And if you want to share anything in the comments, then definitely comment down below for sure. Is there anything you want to add, Brittany?
Future self, so it will help your future self. Yeah, so I do think it is important to like write a note to your future self so you can know what you are working towards. And even talk to your current self to keep going so that future self will be so proud of the person you become. Even comment down below, like, what plans do you have for your future self? What do you want to tell your future self? We are open to hearing about that. And I hope that you take away some good points from this episode about how important it is to pour into yourself, develop yourself for your future self.
Exactly. And we do want to have a segment where we do open discussions to allow others to do unveiling, like we said before. And I said I would give you guys the information. So if you would like to unveil something, feel free to email lettheveildrop@gmail.com or click the link in our description box and we will leave an anonymous message box. We will leave, damn, I can't talk no more. Or click the link in our description to send us an anonymous message for advice. Because sometimes you want to unveil something about, I had a situation that happened and I wouldn't want to attach my name to it, but I would love to talk about it. But it's something, again, like,
personal,
yeah.
and that's totally okay.
So it's like if you guys have anything like that that you don't want to like attach your name to, feel free to again email us or click the link in our description box. And yeah, make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. You want me to finish? Okay. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and of course, subscribe to the YouTube channel. We are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube, of course. So be sure to check us out on any of those platforms, and we will see you guys next Wednesday. Woo,
Have
woo,
an
woo, woo,
amazing week.
woo.
Love you guys.
Peace.
Bye. So the shared drive, right?
Yeah, just do Google.
Google, okay. So I'll upload. So I gotta upload your report. Okay. Well, I'm gonna have to use my computer anyway, cause.
Yeah,
And I'm gonna keep this SD card that's in here
yeah.
for these two episodes.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Hold on 1 second. Oh, can you do the finger thing and then I'm gonna save this recording?